Sparta means W-H-C-O.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's W-H-C-O. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on W-H-C-O. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. You're listening to The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. I'll be talking today with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you?
I can't complain.
Well, that's good. I hope everybody out there in radio land is doing well. The weather has been absolutely wonderful.
It has. It's finally cooled down a little
bit. Yes. My favorite time of year is coming up. I do like the spring, winter, after the gray, dreary winter, but fall is just my favorite.
The spring
season.
And fall are mine, too, but they said they're also the shortest seasons.
That's true. That is true. The best of the weather seems to be the shortest.
Exactly.
So enjoy it while you can.
Right. So just briefly, we're going to kind of talk a little bit about things going on with the...
Yeah, I mean, I know we've talked a lot about the COVID and everything that's going on down at the courthouse with that. But I want to kind of review a little bit more on that, the accessibility of the court system and of myself and our staff, just to let the people know we're still here for you. If you have any issues or dealings with the court system, I want people to know, to feel comfortable that their voice is going to be heard, that they're going to have their day in court. So I want to just go a little bit again about our accessibility, how to get into the courthouse, how to get to my office. So just there's been some confusion about people coming to the courthouse, think they can just walk in, which unfortunately is not the case. We are letting people in the courthouse, but it's on a certain type of basis. So I thought I'd go over that a little bit today.
All right, great. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll dive into that topic.
Sounds good.
You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. It is 9:37. Again, this is The People Speak talking with Sherry Johnson from the Randolph County Circuit Clerk's office today, and the Randolph County Circuit Clerk, and talking. You said there's like with the COVID stuff, it's kind of threw everything in kind of for a loop, I guess, for the tease word. And there's still a lot of confusion out there of what you can or can't do.
Right, and I hope to be able to clear some of that up today. If you have business with the courthouse or with any office with inside the courthouse, probably the best thing to do is maybe call first, let whichever office it is know that what you need. And a lot of times what happens, especially like in my office, if you call us and we know exactly what it is you need, we will have it prepared. When you get there, security will call up and I'll bring it down to you, whatever, if it's copies, if you want to make a payment. But if you need inside the courthouse to take a look at your file or a case, if you let us know ahead of time, we can make arrangements for you to come into the office. And I don't want to speak for every other office in the courthouse, but I would say if you call, give them a heads up. You know, we want to make sure that you still have access to everything that you want, everything that is public record. We want to make sure that you have access to that. And one of the things that can help you do that is the fact that when I put Giudice into the courthouse or into the circuit clerk's office, that is a very good source to get information on your case. you go to JDC.com and you will select Randolph County, and that pulls it up and it gives you basic instructions on how to look up your case by name or by case number. And there's a lot of information there. But if you want to come in person, we can make that happen. There's just a lot of steps you have to go through, unfortunately.
Right. It seems that's kind of the way it is these days anyway. There's, you know,
it's the way of the world. Yes. I mean, you have a doctor appointment, only the patient can go in. If you have, any kind of appointment anywhere, it's usually that person. And it's that way with the courts right now. If you have a case that requires you to appear in court, only the person involved can be there and their attorney. They have witnesses to the cases. They will be allowed to use them, of course, but they will be spread out throughout the courthouse and called in one at a time, or they may have to wait out in their vehicle or something like that. But we try to get everybody inside the courthouse that we need to get a case going. And I know it is a pain, and you do have to wear a mask when you come into the courthouse. You've got to use a hand sanitizer just as you come in. But all in all, anything that you need, I'm accessible. I've got it set up where if my work takes me outside of the office, which sometimes it does for Sparta City Court. I've also gone to places of business and to private homes. I've delivered in order to help people navigate the e-filing system. The other day I took some paperwork. I was headed to Coulterville anyway, and a lady needed some copies of some things, so you know, why not? I was headed over there anyway, so I personally dropped off the paperwork that she needed. We have to take that extra step. We have to go that extra mile when we are in something like this COVID. I mean, you need to do that to help your brother, help your fellow neighbor. And I've always been willing to do that, and the office has too. They go above and beyond at times, but I do have it set up where if I am away from the office doing work somewhere else, I've got the system set up to where you can ring my cell phone. If you dial my extension, which is 150, it rings to my cell phone. I have a laptop with me that I can have access to. I take that with me to Sparta City Court so that I have access to all the files I need. If I don't have one with me, I can pull it right up on the computer. And that we really started utilizing these things with COVID because I want people to feel like they are getting what they deserve.
Right. You know, I mean, especially, you know, in those types of situations, a lot of times people are really nervous. They're upset. They don't know what's going on. And to make the process confusing makes it even worse.
And that's true. I hope that, you know, when anybody calls in or talks to us, that we do help put their mind at ease. And that is another thing, Jeff. Everything now is so confusing to everyone, including us. We're trying to think of any way, all ways that we can step up and make sure that these things are getting done. I want everybody to feel comfortable when they call the office, when they call me. You know, I get calls all weekend long. A lot of times it's very interesting, and people probably wouldn't think that, but I get almost a phone call a weekend. And there's times when I was really handling the jury, I would get a lot of calls because I'm still in the phone book.
Right.
You know, and through COVID this year, and actually for the last 5 years, I have not taken a vacation. We've been learning all this new e-filing. We've done the whole change of the fees, fines and fees. And so I've attended, that's not saying I don't take days here and there, but I've attended so many seminars and zone meetings and conferences to learn about all these new things so that we can have them, you know, set up in the office ready to go. And then I want to be trained enough to help the people out in the community to understand all these new changes. So I take that very seriously, and I've attended a lot of meetings for training myself,
mm-hmm.
a lot of training sessions, and I've done webinars hoping to get as much information and as much experience and knowledge in that area so that I can help the community with
right.
that. And it has been something that we rely on right now, especially through COVID. I didn't realize there were all these different ways you can reach out to people.
Right.
But the technology world is an amazing thing.
Yeah, I've learned a lot of things, like Zoom, for instance. I'd never heard of Zoom before, and now I know what Zoom is. So.
Neither had I. There at the end, I know that my grandkids were doing some Zoom homework on Zoom. And that was the first I'd heard of it. But we have actually held hearings on Zoom. And I know I've said before, we do traffic court on Mondays and Thursdays outside. And so far, we've been very fortunate with the weather. And right now, with the weather getting nicer, we'll probably continue that up until the weather is so bad that we can't do that. And, you know, we just try to keep people as safe as possible when they enter the courthouse. So I know some of these things that are in your way to get inside are a hassle and it's chaotic, but we're doing it to try to protect you and ourselves.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. I'll tell you what, let's take another break here and we will come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 at 97.3 WHCO. And we got about 3.5 minutes left in the program today. Again, talking with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk. And as we mentioned, you know, things kind of different right now. So, I mean, you know, whereas in the past people would just, if they had a question that they needed to do something or need to fill paperwork out or anything like that, they would just go to the courthouse, go to your office and that. They can still do that, but it's a little bit different process now as far as getting in, maybe kind of.
Yep, that's correct. If you need any forms from the office, we will bring them down. Security calls us. We bring them down. We go over the information with you. You fill it out, bring it back to security. They'll call, and I'll come down and pick it up. I know that sounds like a hassle, but it has been working. So let's kind of rehash what we talked about a little earlier, step by step. If you have a court date and you have a notice to be at the courthouse on a date certain and time, you will be allowed in the courthouse. It may not be immediately, mm-hmm. but you'll be instructed when you get there to either go upstairs. We have everyone socially distanced. But you will have your day in court. If you need anything, if you want to make a payment on your fines, bring it to the doors of the courthouse. Security will give us a call. We'll come down, get your payment, run it up, receipt it, and bring it back down to you. If you need to have access inside the circuit clerk's office, to look at a file or something, call us ahead of time. We will basically make an appointment. We also have the opportunity, if it's your case, to, with all this technological stuff we've been talking about, you know, we can sometimes email you the information. If you give us a call and we're able to do that, we can email copies to you. There are all sorts of ways we can get this information to you. Another thing, a few years ago, I installed the GovPayNet. It's the credit card, debit card system.
Mm-hmm.
You can go online. You can go to my website, which is www.randolphco.org. You click on government, an elected, and circuit clerk. And when you get to my webpage, We will, all the instructions are there to get to e-filing, to get to making payments and forms. So please go to that website, navigate it, use it for whatever you need, and don't hesitate to give us a call anytime you need something from the circuit clerk's office.
All right, and the number down there they can call?
618-826-5000. If you need to speak to me personally, you can dial extension 150. For the office itself is 194, extension 194.
Okay. And you said that also will ring roll over to your cell phone.
It does. If I happen to be in the courtroom or in court at Sparta or at a seminar or a zone meeting, that will ring to my cell phone. And if I don't, if I'm in a meeting and can't answer that right away, I will get a voicemail and return the call as soon as possible. But more than not, I'll be at the office to answer the phone call. But yeah, set it up. Like I said, all this technological stuff is kind of cool. I've set it up to where I am accessible 7 days a week to the community.
At least there's still real people there and not these holograms that you see in these futuristic shows.
That's true. There are no holograms. And that's another thing. When you call the office, you're going to talk to a person. You're not going to call in to the circuit clerk's office and get all kinds of messages, dial this for that, dial that for this. You call in, it rings in our office, somebody will pick up the phone. And that's a promise that I will make to the county.
Right. Well, looks like we're out of time, but Sherry, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you so much. I hope everybody has a great day.
All right. We'll talk to you again next time for The People Speak. I'm Jeff.
Your home for news, sports, and real country. 1230 and 97.